Good morning, strangers, and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 89. So I find this interesting. I don't know what the trend is, and maybe this isn't a trend, maybe it's just something I'm noticing more, but I feel like I'm running into this more. Bathrooms not having hooks for coats or purses or bags. And then add to that, because this has always made me crazy too. Do you notice how every surface in the bathroom is not flat? Like, I'm kind of guessing this is somebody's design, probably a dude's. No offense to dudes, but it seems like whenever I have found out about designs and how frustrating they are, somebody's like, oh, this X person designed this and it's a guy. So I don't know what that's about. But you guys are smarter than that. So, dude, think. Or at least you keep telling us you're smarter than that. But sometimes the proof is not in the output. Sorry, that was rude. Maybe. I don't know. This feels true to me at this very moment. You can probably easily take it back. But I won't for the moment because right now I'm feeling it. Proof to me it's a woman who designs this and thinks this is a good idea. And I'll shut up. Every surface in the bathroom is not flat except for the baby changing table. Where is this annoying and why is this important? First of all, okay, so this hits me occasionally, but just really hit me the other day while I was at a cafe. So thus there is food and drink at this cafe. And then they use a shared bathroom, or I believe it to be a shared bathroom between them and other businesses. I didn't really pay a huge amount of attention, but it was in a back hall outside their business. So that was my assumption. And I go into the bathroom. I've got my coffee with me and I have my bag and whatever. There's no place to hang anything. And I also live in a place where many times we have coats. So I'm thinking, okay, I have to put everything on the floor. Now, could I have left it in the cafe? Well, yeah, I could have. But in this particular case, I could have. But there are times when I am picking up and going, or there are no tables and I was getting my stuff to go anyway. And if I'm alone, not so much. So I have to put everything down on the floor in the bathroom. There was no other option. I can't put my cup on the top of the dryer because that is tilted. Can't put my cup on the top of it was empty, but there was a towel thing. And sometimes those are flat. This one was not. And there was no room in the sink to balance a cup on the corners or anything. I guess I could have put it in the sink in the corners, but that just, I don't know. Sorry, this seems kind of gross. Probably less gross than putting on the floor, which is what I did. Out of no choice. I'm sorry. I needed both hands. So why? What the heck is this? I spent some time in another country where I noticed that they had places to put things down that were flat. And because I'm thinking, okay, I could try to rest my coffee here. And the risk that I'm running is pretty deep that it's going to go on the floor. Now, we talk about how we're not supposed to wear our shoes in the house because all the crap we pick up. So I take my cup and my purse. Mind you, the handle wasn't conducive also to hanging a purse on because I realized I could use a door handle, but it was such as that it was like if I put it on, it just pulled the handle down, which made the door unlocked, which didn't really make me feel good about using the bathroom. So my purse is out on the floor. My cup is on the floor. And what do I do with that? I go back to the table that I ended up choosing or sitting with my other person that I was with. My purse goes, I did put it on the chair next to me. But had it not, oh no, wait, I didn't in this case. I put it on the table because we were at a two chair table while we were waiting for our next thing to happen, which I'll get to in another episode of this podcast. All right. So ew, right? Like bottoms of purses are like some of the dirtiest things. So they say, and that makes sense because especially if I'm putting it on the bathroom floors, that's kind of grody, right? And I try to put everything as far away from the toilet as possible and kind of behind the door where least people would be walking. So I was thoughtful about what I was doing, but nonetheless. So then I go back and in this case, yeah. So I put everything on the table, which means, you know, yes, I could wipe it off. And did I? I probably didn't. And I couldn't. Well... Because we didn't have any towels in the bathroom because it was a heater. So there was no option there. I didn't do it. It's something I might think about if I had a towel in my hand, I probably would have wiped it off when I picked it up. But I didn't because of that reason. I'm just saying, you know, this happens in other restaurants too, right? So I'm putting then my glass or my cup on the table where food is. And then the next person comes in potentially and sits down. And so when we're all germaphobes, and I think we're a little more germaphobe than we have to be, but there are bacterias that are nice to avoid, and bathroom bacteria is one of them. Then we have the whole thing about, just to rag on public bathrooms even more, and this is fixable, people. I put a few coat hooks or a flat surface so I can put something down, so I can put my purse down, or something that I'm carrying, so I don't have to put my bags on the floor, so I don't have my coat on the floor, or better yet, your kid's coat on the floor, who's young and maybe hasn't a compromised immune system or whatever. And are the chances of getting something from that really high? I don't know, probably not. My mind goes back to House, like the show House, where he would figure out the case by some random happenstance that a person stepped in chicken poop when they walked through this area, and then this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and then it got into their body, and it caused this thing. I don't know how real that stuff is, but I'm just saying, maybe it's no big deal, and maybe it's better for us. Maybe it strengthens us. And if that's the case, okay, I guess fine. That being said, I'd still like some freaking hooks. If you've just mopped the floor, thank you. But putting my coat on your wet floor, not fun, not awesome. Sometimes wipe off the bowl, but yeah, I just keep running into bathrooms lately where there's no place to put stuff. And I don't get that. You can't always keep your garb on when you're going to the bathroom, nor is it comfortable, nor is it necessarily feel like if the toilet hasn't been really cleaned well, you just kind of want to keep your stuff away from that as long as possible. So this seems like a totally fixable thing. You know, in this particular bathroom, it didn't look like there was any place that they were gone and taken out and tore off or something. But I've just been in multiple places where I've got to put my stuff on the floor. And I'm looking for flat surfaces, not on the floor, trust me. And yeah, so to get back to my other thing that I was going to say, it's just I was listening to a study about why we should close the toilet lid, and I can't believe this is new information, but I guess somebody had to re-study it. If you flush the toilet when there's poop in it, especially poop, just because pee is more hygienic, it creates an aerosol effect, which then when it swirls, the bacteria and all the junk, whatever, particles go up and then get on everything in your bathroom, you know, like your toothbrush. So again, we're all not dead from this. So I guess that's a good thing. And maybe it's keeping us stronger, or in certain cases not. I just, you know, typically public bathrooms don't have lids. So we have that to deal with too. So I don't know, maybe keeping things on the floor is cleaner. Yeah, I doubt it. Anyway, just people, if you own a public bathroom, put in some coat hooks. A couple is even awesome, especially if you live in a place where you've got shopping places where you've got purses and bags and coats. I always amazed sometimes how hard or how little like space they give you on those hooks. And then you're trying to still balance everything. And putting stuff on the floor not always feels safe for people. We are recommended as people and by purse thievery of where, you know, keeping things off the floor so it's not easy for someone to grab, et cetera, et cetera. And granted, if you're in a private bathroom, like a full stalled door or an actual door, obviously that's a less of a concern. But in malls and shopping places, et cetera, it's a greater concern, or could be. There's a lot of reasons to put hooks. Just freaking put hooks. Choose the one that resonates with you. I don't know. I kind of wish that I would have asked them about that and just said, hey, what's that about? And maybe I should start doing that. So join me in the asking more questions about hooks on bathroom doors and why they don't exist. Of course, half the time you never quite know who you can talk to and give feedback to. But in this case, it wouldn't have been hard at all. It was a small place. It would have been super, super easy. So I should start being the change I want to see, right? All right. Have a wonderful day. See how many bathrooms you find without hooks in them, where they could be extremely useful. Have a fantastic rest of your day and enjoy your morning breakfast coffee tea. I'm thoroughly enjoying mine. It's a gunpowder green tea kind of morning. I think I'm going to hit cup number two. Have a absolutely fantastic rest of your morning and a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon. Oh, wait, and don't forget, you can listen to the rest of the podcasts on morningswithastranger.com. Check out the website. Check out all the rest of the podcasts. Check out the link to support the podcast on Amazon. And if you want to connect on Facebook, at Mornings with a Stranger, that's the @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. All right, take two. See you later.